Well, when I was a kid, I'd take a trip every summer down to Mississippi, visit my granny and her Eddie Bellum Worth. I'd run barefooted all day long, climbing trees, free as a song. One day, I happened to catch myself a squirt. Well, I stuffed him down in an old shoebox and punched a couple holes in the top. When Sunday came, I snuck him into church. I sat him way back in the very last pew, showing him to my good buddy Hugh. When that squirrel got loose, went total mad berserk. What happened next, it's hard to tell. Some thought it was heaven, thought it was hell. But the fact that some was a mammoth was plain to see. As a choir sang, I surrender all, a squirrel ran up Harb Newland's coveralls, and Harb leaped to his feet, said, "Some's got a hold on me!" Yeah! The day the squirrel went berserk, in the first upright church, in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula, it was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting hallelujah. Well, Harb hit to out dancing and screaming. Some thought he had religion, others thought he had a demon, and Harb thought he had a weed eater loose, and he screwed the moon. Scoot. He fell to his knees to plead and beg, and that squirrel ran out of his britches leg unobserved to the other side of the room. All the way down to the amen few were set, Sister Bertha, better than you, who've been watching all the commotion with sadistic glee. Should have seen that look in her eyes when that squirrel jumped her garters and crossed her thighs. She jumped to her feet, said, "Lord, have mercy on me." As that squirrel made laps inside her dress, she began to cry, and Linda confessed the sins and made a sailor blush when shaken. She told of gossip and church dissension, but the thing that got the most attention's when she talked about her love life. And then she started naming names the day the squirrel went berserk in the first upright's a church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for the Bible that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting hallelujah. 7 deacons and the pastor got saved, and $25,000 was raised, and 50 volunteered for missions in the Congo on the spot. And even without an invitation, there were at least 500 rededications. We all got rebaptized, whether we needed it or not. Now you've heard the Bible story, I guess, how he parted the waters for Moses to pass, all the miracles God has wrought in this old worm. But the one I'll remember till my dying day is how he put that church back on the narrow way with a half-crazed Mississippi squirt. The day the squirrel went berserk in the first upright's church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shum, hallelujah. The playing squirrel went berserk in the first upright church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting hallelujah.